Well, good morning, good morning, good morning. Welcome to the Master's Call. This is Bridget Terrell calling from Upper Marlboro, Maryland, and we're so excited that you have joined us this morning on the Master's Call. And we're thankful to God that we can come together and exalt the Lord's name together on this Monday morning. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you for your loving kindness, your tender mercies, your excellent greatness. Lord, you are our God. Besides you, there is none other. So we say, O Lord, our Lord, how excellent is your name in all the earth. Father, we thank you for your many blessings. We thank you for being God all by yourself. We thank you, Father, for giving us the opportunity to come together in spirit and in truth, to worship you, to glorify you, and to exalt your holy and righteous name. We thank you, Father God, for Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon, just saying yes to the Master. We thank you, Lord, for this call and all who are on this call, Lord God. We ask that you give them a special blessing this morning, oh God. We thank you for the speaker of the hour that's going to come before with a rich word from you, oh God. And we thank you for saturating them with your love, your tender mercies, and your anointing. And Lord, with that same anointing, we ask that you anoint our ears to hear what the Spirit has for us this morning. And Father, we'll be careful to give your name praise, to give your name glory, to give your name honor in all that we do and say this day. And so, God, we glorify you and we honor you, Father, for blessing us with this Monday where we can exalt your name. Thank you for artist life in its entirety. We ask that you continue to bless all that are apart, Lord God. And we know, Father God, that the greater is going to take place because you, oh God, are the awesome one. In the mighty name of Jesus, we say hallelujah and amen. Well, thank you for joining us this morning. I will now turn it over to our host. Host, are you there? Well, praise God, praise God, praise God. We are so thankful to God that we can continue on and give God glory in the midst of all that we do. Let me just share with you a little bit about this call. It started back in 2010 by our wonderful, wonderful co-founders, Dr. P.K. Roberts-Patton and Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. And we're so thankful to God that they said yes to the Master. Now, another thing is that they stood on God's word, and there's nothing like standing on God's word. And it is Psalms 88:13, where it says, "But to you I have cried out, O Lord, and in the morning my prayer comes before you." Now, our mission is to enrich, enhance, and empower believers as they begin their day. Now, we do have a website you can go to. It's www.themasterscall.net, where you'll notice that all the messages have been archived there, as well as the bios of our speakers. Again, that's www.themasterscall.net. Now, our theme for this year is in 2019, God's Hand of Justice, Integrity, and Truth in Me, Individually and Corporately, Will Clearly Be Seen. Now, many of you might be led by the Lord to be a part of this great ministry, and you can greet, you can host, you can share a word from the Lord. And we know that God will empower you to do that. Not only that, He is blessing you as you do it. And it's such a privilege to be able to honor God by serving. So join us and by submitting your information to info@themasterscall.net. Again, that's info@themasterscall.net. And Dr. Vanessa, yours truly, will contact you. Now, the company that started us all together is this company called Artist Life. It was Artists International, where it was created by Diaz de Leon, Papa Diaz de Leon. And I tell you, we're so thankful to God that he allowed the vision to flourish in his heart, and then carry it on by bringing these wonderful, wonderful products to us, and not only here in the United States, but around the world. And you can get with the person that invited you to this call, because we've been in existence for over 30 years. It is now Artist Life, and I'm telling you, Alejandro, as well as Evia, have been around the country with the Transform 90 Tour. They've been in Maryland here, in Baltimore, in this area, been in Cincinnati, Ohio, and Dallas, Texas, Houston, Texas. And I'm telling you, get with the person that invited you to this call, and they'll be able to share more information with you. Now, not only that, we have the new morning motivational call that's held every Monday through Friday, right after this call. And it is 712-770-4005, where the PIN is 294-617-pound. Again, 712-770-4005. The PIN is 294-617-pound. Today is Inspirational Day, Inspirational Monday, and you'll notice that it's a powerful day where anointed and appointed people are there to minister. So you can get another word this morning right after this call. Now, if you have T-Mobile, Metro PCS, or Booster, we have a bypass number. It's 716-293-9707. Well, I'm going to get out of the way, because I tell you, we are so excited and know that God has this anointed and appointed woman of God ready and prepared. Because listen, you guys, she's always ready, okay? She's always ready. And I'm so thankful to God that he allowed to connect me with her. And I'm speaking about our one and only Dr. Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon. This woman of God has, oh my goodness, she has served in so many capacities. We could be here to next week to share with you. But just briefly, I'm going to tell you, she's had a successful 12-year career as an industrial engineer in corporate America. She has been, she served and impressed with God in the midst of everything that she's done. I'm telling you, with the anointing on her life, she's served as a pastor, and she's also gotten her degrees with Spelman, Oral Roberts University. She has been nominated among Who's Who in college. She has served and founded the and she became senior pastor of Gathering of the Eagles Worship Center in Dallas, Texas. She has traveled all over the world. I tell her, people all over the world knows her because she is so phenomenal. Just to, from a lack of a word, she is associate minister at Mount Corinth Baptist Church there in Prairie View, Texas, Hempstead area. She is not only a mother eagle, but she served with her mother. She is, I'm telling you, a precious jewel, being there to help her mother in all that she does. She is a servant with our Artist Life family. People love her around the world. They know her, and I'm telling you, you get yourselves ready for a word, because she is anointed, she is appointed for this season. And I'm so thankful to God that he brought her in our presence. I'm introducing to some, presenting to others, none other than our mother eagle, Dr. Pastor Vanessa Weatherspoon of Prairie View, Texas. Are you there, Dr. V?
Yes, I am. Good morning, good morning, good morning, Prairie General. Again, please get you some rest today after that long drive. I just thank God for you double duty this morning, stepping up to the plate as only an awesome Prairie General can do. So we love you and we appreciate you. And again, Minister Sharon, I mean it. You set the atmosphere. Oh, wow, so that preaching is a lot easier, because you truly led us into his presence. So thank you. Thank you. Thank you, ladies. Well, good morning again to our TMC family. Trust you all had a blessed weekend. I'm real pumped. We're so blessed to be in Houston this past weekend as the Des De Leon family concluded their summer marathon Transform 90 tour in H-Town. And we've just been seeing the pictures since they started out in Los Angeles last Saturday, week ago Saturday on the 13th, and went from Maryland to Cincinnati to Dallas and then on to Houston. And I tell you, it was electric when they arrived at the end of their tour in Houston. And we were so pumped and so excited. And that kind of led me to minister this morning on reminding us about passing the baton, reminding us that we're in a race, and reminding us we have all the tools we need to be the best that we can be as believers. We have those basic instructions before leaving earth, the Bible, and we have each other to edify and build each other up. So briefly this morning, I want to talk about it's a new season. Pass the baton. It's a new season. Pass the baton. Many of us, if you look up at your calendar, can you believe it? We are more than halfway through 2019. July is almost over, and we have been so blessed to see God show up and show out of this year. We've seen ourselves be stretched in ways we thought we never could, and we've seen ourselves be tested in ways we never could. Yesterday at our church, I tell you, I got so excited. Our pastor's on vacation, and one of my fellow associates preached about have you been fire tested? I started to preach this word this morning, but the Lord put this oil on my heart. And he came from Daniel, talking about the three Hebrew boys and making it through the fire. But he challenged us, have we been fire tested? And a lot of being fire tested is, are you ready to receive the baton? Are you ready to stand on the shoulders? Are you ready to take it to the next level from those who've gone on before you? This morning, it's a new season. Pass the baton. The acronym God gave me a while back with baton was being assertive toward opportunities now. Being assertive. That means proactive, family, towards opportunities. Each and every morning, his mercies are new. He gives us opportunities to glorify him now. Now means right now. As old saints say, R-I-T, right now. It's a new season. Are you excited? Are you pumped as we're in this summer marathon headed toward Puerto Vallarta, headed toward looking better, feeling better, doing better? Are we doing our part to pass the baton, a smooth transition? Because I love acronyms so much, I'm going to go briefly through the baton. We all know in running track what a baton is and how every leg of the race has to have a smooth transition, has to run as hard as they can, but make a great smooth transfer of the next the person to get the baton has to put their hand back with the right timing to receive the baton. Today, are you receiving understanding how awesome our arsenal is of the products that we have? Many of you all have been on this call, on the morning motivational call, where you hear about these phenomenal products week after week. You hear on Thursdays the over-the-top testimonies of real people with real results. And some of us are still sitting on our blessed assurance and have not passed the baton on to open up our mouths and boldly share with others. It's a new season, isn't it, God? Isn't it good that God gives us a chance to hit the reset button and to get a fresh opportunity again to do better and be better. And I'm challenging your spirits. I'm challenging your mind this morning to receive the baton of favor. Many people wish they had some of the opportunities that we've been blessed with. And some of us have been slack. We haven't been the best stewards of what God has given us. And so we're grateful that today, don't worry about what we did or didn't do yesterday. Today, it's our new season, and we're going to pass the baton, doing our part, not only just for ourselves, but for our children and our children's children. That baton being assertive towards opportunities. Now, that B in baton means being present, staying engaged in each moment. Be involved in your own deliverance, as Pastor Joseph B. Washington would say. Participate in the process. Don't just be a spectator. Be a participator. Believe you're ready for this new season by believing in yourselves, knowing that sometimes you may have to walk alone. That being is also be bold, facing the ocean of prospects and chances. And chances to be all that you can be. Be ready to give birth to your new style in this new season. See yourself as an Olympian. We all were excited with the soccer team, with what they were doing, and just excited to see them go all the way and win their championship. Well, you're in a match right now. We want to see each and every one of us individually be champions, be Olympians of artists' life. And we want to celebrate and honor our gold medals as they get that trip to Puerto Vallarta or just to hit that new rank or whatever goal you put before yourself, completing one leg of your career run, advancing one rank, and the baton is being passed to now run in a new season. That A in the baton is you got to be assertive, proactive in our mindset and our mission. When you're assertive, you're proactive in your mindset and the mission. What does assertive mean? Confidently aggressive or self-assured, being positive, bold, decisive. Making a decision, self-assured. See, you've spent time preparing yourself, being taught and trained for such a time as this. Today, even by just showing up on this call, on the MMC call, say as you're ready to go out and share because you care. In God's eyes, you receive with honors your AAA Olympic artist card. See, you have first been with that A, armed with great teaching and training on the morning motivational call each and every morning. We start off on Monday spiritually training you, getting you firm, focused, and faithful in your faith. Oh, then that presidential training is just awesome from Team Community, helping us go another level higher. And wow, you know, Queen Victoria on Awareness Wednesday reminds us how absolutely awesome our arsenal of nutritional products are, second to none. As our prayer general has coined the phrase from heaven, they are the best products on this side of heaven. And then Thursday, you get to hear real testimonies from real people with real results. And oh, let's not forget, we have the best compensation plan. So on Friday, we ask you to sit back and let us show you the money. So we're getting you armed with the best, knowing you're in the right place at the right time, ready to receive this new baton in this season. And you secondly have to have the aptitude. What do you mean, Dr. V? What's the aptitude? Glad you asked. That's the capability, the ability, the innate or acquired capacity for something. In other words, the talent. How much talent does it take? Just opening your mouth and sharing. And then thirdly, you have to have the right attitude, the desire to run toward the challenge or toward the goals, toward the new ranks. Negativity from our holy haters, stay away from it. And not away from it means to not even give it any time, effort, or space. Example, like counselors who want to hear other people's problems or teachers who want to help others learn but often have students who come and want to do as little as possible to get by, not necessarily to grow in knowledge. You get the idea. Leave the holy haters alone. You're running toward a goal. But each of you, you're now proud, card-carrying, AAA Olympic artist card members being armed with the right aptitude and attitude. And for our AAA Plus Olympic artist card members, the plus is each plus member is anointed, available, and assigned to bring the help we need. All this morning, it's a new season. Pass the baton. Good old-fashioned discipline. That baton, being assertive towards opportunities now. What's that T towards? You are a proud carrying AAA Olympic artist card member. That means you head towards trouble and danger to help others. Team, together, everyone achieves more. See, when you pass the baton, you're working as a team. Each leg has to do their part, making it all come together. And we get to cheer and watch and high-five and celebrate each other. You know, in the recent Olympics, when they won the gold medal, the sisters on that 440, you had Allison Felix and English, and you had a Gardner, Tiana Bartello, I'm not massacring their names, and Tori Bowie. They won the gold medal with the 440 meter relay. Why? Because they literally passed that baton to each other, understanding that together everyone achieves more. During your time of training, your endurance was tested. See, I've been teaching a series on giving to my Bible study on Wednesday night, challenging them, get out of the mindset of that giving is just money. That's the easiest one to put your eyes on. But giving by the Lord requires your time, your talent, and your treasures that you give him all the way. See, we're talking about the team moving towards, but we all started with a vision, an idea, a dream for each of you. It was the ambition to become your proud card-carrying AAA Olympic artist card member. And you got to press toward the prize of the high calling. That and baton is even more opportunities for greatness are still inside of you. Yes, yes, yes. Mother Eagle is still kicking folks out the nest because there's so much inside of each and every one of us that's been laying dormant, just needing a little watering of the word to stand up big inside of you. Opportunities for greatness. The baton has been passed to you, and we know you will stay open, that's that other old baton, to soar as high as your heart desires. See, we encourage you to remain optimistic and know that the best is yet to come. And how will you do that? To win your goal, you got to have that Olympic mindset. See, in the last Olympic, like Michelle Carter, she won on her last throw of the shot put. She became the first black woman to win the gold medal with women's shot put, staying optimistic till the end. Or like Simone Manuel, staying optimistic and open against odds, who won the gold medal with women's 100-meter freestyle swimming. See, remember, it's never over until God's over. Or these awesome women who just won the World Cup with the championship in soccer. 4 years, four times, I should say, winning because they never gave up. I never gave out in that end, in the baton, right now. Now you're ready for your new season. Now you're embracing new opportunities. Now we give you the new batons of greatness in your future. Now faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Remember, we're walking this out. We've got our AAA, our Olympic Artist card. We're members making it happen. We've just come off this summer marathon tour, and nothing is stopping us but us. So we're not going to even let that be an option. We're going to push. We're going to press. We're going to persevere, and we're going to win the prize. It's a new season. Pass the baton by being assertive towards opportunities now. I speak it, I decree it in your life. In Jesus' name. Back to you, Prayer General, Minister Brenda.
Well, glory, glory, glory. Being assertive towards opportunity now. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Thank you so much, Dr. Vanessa. Always bringing a powerful, informative word each and every time you show up. And I will be calling you back to close us out with the benediction. Thank you again so much for all that you do. Let's go before the Lord in prayer over our prayer requests. Lord, we thank you, Father, for being the awesome God that you are. And you have been our dwelling place throughout all generations. You have been there for us, Lord God, from the time we were brought into the world to this present time, Lord, and we thank you. Lord, you even told us in your word that you never leave us nor forsake us. We thank you. We thank you, Father God, for this powerful, anointed word that you have poured into us, Lord God, to let us know that it is a blessing to serve by passing the baton and being just being a blessing to one another, Lord God, letting us know that we are your people who are called by your name. And as we humble ourselves before you, Father, you have a way of strengthening us, empowering us, and even capturing us into a place, Father God, that we realize that we are truly the head and not the tail, above and not beneath. We thank you, Father God, for this anointed word, Lord God, as we carry forth during your will and your way. And we thank you for the presence of the Holy Spirit leading and guiding us into all truth. Father, we thank you for all those that are going through health challenges. We know, Father God, that by the blood of Jesus, they are, they can, and they will be healed. And we decree and declare no weapon formed against them will prosper. We thank you, Father God, for your word that you tell us, Lord God, that we can look to the right, not to the left, but look to you, the author and the finisher of our faith. So we believe, we trust in your word, and we know that you always watch over it to perform it. So we thank you, Lord God, for even those that are going through bereaved times, Father. We ask that you comfort them and that you strengthen them, Lord God, that you place them in a place, Father God, that they will feel your presence. Oh, Lord, there's nothing like being in your presence, but because we know that it is well when we're in your presence. You told us surely goodness and mercy will follow us all the days of our life, and we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. We thank you, Father, again for your word. We thank you for this word, this rich word that was given to us, that we can be assertive in our opportunities, knowing that we have the strength of the Lord in every given situation. We thank you for every caller that's on this call. We ask that you bless them and keep them this day forward, even forevermore, in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, TMC family, again, you could share this powerful, powerful word with someone today. That playback is 712-432-1085. The PIN is 957-677-POUND. And the new morning motivational call is next. And that number is 712-770-4005-294-617-POUND. It is Inspirational Monday. So again, you're going to get another powerful word this morning. Thank you again, all that have come on this call this morning. We love and appreciate each and every one of you. Share this call with someone, and we look forward to seeing you again tomorrow. Dr. Vanessa, would you please come back and close us out with the benediction?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. And again, a big thanks to Minister Sharon for just blessing us, blessing us, blessing us. encouraging everyone to get on 20 till to enjoy the time of worship and song. And thank you for double duty in this morning as our greeter and host, our prayer general, Minister Brenda. Let's pray. Spirit of the living God, we just salute you. We magnify you. We adore you. We exalt you, Father. And we receive this baton in this new season to run on, like the saints say, run on and see what the end's going to be, because we know it's victory in you. So we thank you that we are going to be assertive, and we're going to do everything we're supposed to do towards the opportunities, Father God, you give us each and every day. And as we leave this call, but never your presence, we magnify you and you alone. And today we choose to walk by faith and not by sight, letting our baton be carried as a mantle of honor and glory to you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, and amen. Go out and have an absolutely awesome day. Hope to hear most of you all on Inspirational Monday. Be blessed. Bye-bye.